And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very, very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma here, and we have a couple of great guests. Yosef Husseini, the Angler's Realtor, and Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge. We're going to have a great show talking fishing, real estate, and more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power onboard, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show today is going to be, having the boys in here.
Lots
to talk about today, buddy.
It is. A lot to talk about. Can you believe how busy the San Diego Landings are this morning? I mean, Royal Polaris, Shogun, Pacific Queen, New Loan, Islander.
Tomahawk, yeah.
Tomahawk. They're all unloading today. And I drove in the parking lot here at the World Headquarters and saw giant tails sticking out of the back truck of the Fisherman's Processing. So they're biting.
Yeah. The truck looked loaded. This is going to be a busy morning for those boys.
Yeah. Are they biting, Ollie?
Oh, man. Last week was good.
Yeah,
really good, and not the crowds aren't on it yet.
That's a good thing.
Oh, dude, we beat up a school the other day for all by ourselves for like four or five hours. Nobody even near us.
It was
so much fun.
Wow,
and good grade this year. Holy moly!
Yeah,
I mean, we've seen more fish over like the 150 mark this early in the season than I can remember.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's been really, really nice fish.
Really good, huh? Good. They're biting.
They were very cooperative.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
How many did you put on the boat?
Well, we've been having trouble with that lately.
Imagine that. The
lots
average,
of bites.
The average fish is 150 pounds. Imagine that. Trouble.
It's been Rick, the bite but don't stick thing.
Sure.
Lots. I mean, the other day I had 7 bites. We hooked 1 fish.
Oh.
And it makes you question everything that you're doing in your life. And it's like, I'm not doing anything different than I did all last season. Yeah. But they'll get in moods for sure where they just want to crush that bait and they don't want to wolf it down.
You know? Through 10 in a row before that and they were all perfect. And then all of a sudden you miss the next 5 in a row, and you're convinced that something's wrong.
My hooks, what's changed?
Exactly.
I mean, you really start to wonder, but like, it's just part of the game. And yeah, it happened last year too. We had a couple 3 trips where it was like 1 for 7, 1 for 9, 2 for 8. Like, but then all of a sudden everything clicks, and you go 5 for 5.
So they start wolfing them down.
Totally. So it is. It's part of the deal. It's super. super frustrating. But like, I don't know. I'm trying to change my mentality. Where if I'm getting bites, I'm winning. You know, because I can't control.
Heck yeah.
There's only so much you can do once they blow up on it. You know what I mean?
You can't force them to eat it.
No. And like I had the AFCO guys out last week. They got every single bit of the show except the picture with the fish. I mean, they were snapping like crazy. We had them blowing up on bait. We had foamers. We pulled into one foamer. It was straight 200 plus pounders, just going crazy, launching out of the air. You know, it's like, I don't know. It is a little frustrating for sure. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm out there,
fish around,
seeing it, getting it to bite, I'm having a good time.
Heck yeah, for sure. And Yosef, what's been going on in the real estate world? Angler's realtor himself, right? You selling some houses?
Yeah, it's been crazy busy for me.
Crazy, isn't it? With interest rates at all-time high, or not all-time highs, but very high.
It is, but there's still death and divorce, and people need to sell and buy, and there's
Southern
military people moving. Yeah, Southern California, if you work hard, there's always business there.
So things are buying, selling.
They're going great. Honestly, a lot of my business now is from these great folks from this show.
Right.
I've helped, I think, in the past 2 months, 5 different people from the show.
Sweet.
I've closed 3 in the past month from the show.
Nice.
All fishermen, all super cool people, very easy to work with. And the craziest thing is they kind of trust me right out of the gate and listen. And I've been making them money, you know.
Yeah.
All these deals are going way over ask. And you price it right, it sells. You overprice it, it's not going to sell. It's going to sit and get stagnant, and then you're going to take less money in the end.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where a lot of people go wrong.
So that's the secret, is price it right. So
yeah,
it goes
price
quick.
It for the market. Know how many days on market, you know, most houses are in the area, how much demand there is. You have to just kind of play it off the demand.
You've got such a good grip on that market and that world, and that's so what you do. Like when you see a property and they got a sale, I mean, do you know as you're like walking up to the steps of the front door, do you already have in mind exactly like, well, this is what it really is going to? I mean, obviously the buyer seller, they it's their call to make. I know, but like, do you know right off the bat, like, well, this is X number is what this thing's really going to go for, and it's really going to take probably 10 days for it to be sold. Like, do you know that pretty much right out of the gate?
Totally. I'll go in with statistics. You know, from my software and stuff, going into the deal just for the area and that kind of thing.
Sure.
Every house is going to be different based on condition. I walk through the house, I pick it apart. I'm like worse than a home inspector.
Sure.
I find all kinds of stuff usually, and I'll base the price off of reality.
Yeah.
Instead of
the real deal.
Totally.
The real deal. You know, I've done this enough now, and I know these neighborhoods well enough to know what's going to sell at what price. You know, some neighborhoods you can push. Other neighborhoods you can't. They're slow right now.
Yeah.
And some are still in decline. You know, a lot of San Diego lost 15% to 20% over the past 2 years.
Really? But yet, in the national, in the big statistics you read in the paper, they say that San Diego is the highest increase in home values of any place in the nation.
It is overall.
Yeah.
But it's neighborhood to neighborhood.
Neighborhood to neighborhood.
Totally.
So there's little gems that you can find.
Yeah. Let's say Bay Park. Like, Bay Park has gone crazy. Point Loma. You know, Sunset Cliffs. I just sold one in Sunset Cliffs for almost $1.6 million, and it was almost a teardown.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's from the show here.
Wow.
Great guy. Super cool guy. He used to be a captain.
That's right.
They have this boat in their front yard that him and his brother built when they were younger, and it was a lifeboat that they were given off of one of the tuna seiners. And they converted the thing into a little pilot house, and they stuck a diesel motor with a direct drive shaft on it.
Rad.
And I got photos of the thing. It was awesome. We
so
were going to
cool.
do a video and stuff, but he's out on 8 days and that kind of stuff, and we never got around to it. We had to tear up the boat, but it was so cool, man, just hearing his stories and photos of Yellowtail just all across the lawn of his house, you know, from when he was a kid, and telling me stories about catching a blue marlin on this little tiny boat with his brother and having to drag him around for a couple hours.
So cool.
Yeah.
You can share that, and that's one of the things, is that that's why people know. I mean, you tell fish stories, and like they all of a sudden they can relate to you and trust you and know and grasp your knowledge. The problem with real estate agents, it's like there's a lot of them, and
how do you know who to trust, right?
Yeah.
Because you're spending a lot of money or trusting a lot of money with this person. And so when you find somebody that you can relate to and that understands your needs, your wants, and your passions, it makes a lot of sense.
Completely.
Yeah.
And especially like getting people in the neighborhoods and that kind of thing. And
yeah.
You got to find everything that fits them and kind of put yourself aside and your thoughts aside and make sure you're doing your fiduciary duty for the client and, you know, just thinking about their needs. And
yeah.
When you have the same passions, it makes it a little easier because we kind of all like the same things.
Sure.
Sure. We all love to fish. We all love to vacation. A lot of us love the mountains. You know, we love going to Florida and other places to go fishing and that kind of thing. And
right.
It makes it pretty easy to relate, pretty easy to talk to people. And, you know, we just all speak the same language.
Your shtick is no shtick. You're just one of the boys, and you're going to help a guy out, and you're going to be very...
100%.
That's the thing is, like, you know, you're very, very point blank in a very good way. You're not going to sugarcoat and BS somebody like, hey, man, this or that needs to be done. I think we should walk. I think we should make a move. Whatever. You're speaking on behalf of a buddy that you would go drink beers with afterwards.
100%. Yeah, it's like working for family all the time or
That's
something.
Cool.
Yeah. It's great.
Ollie, you've known him all his life. Is that really true?
For the most part. He's still a real estate agent.
Yeah, but he tells the same story. So now, speaking of you, what's been going on with you? It's fish dope, local knowledge, all that, and your charter business. I mean, you're a busy guy.
Not many hats right now.
Yeah, we've been staying pretty busy. This is really like when things start kicking off. You know, the fish start showing up, and fish dope starts getting busy, and you know, we're doing more stuff with BD. But I went and did something, or we did something that we've been talking about for a little while, and we started another business, myself and some good friends that are my partners. You guys know that, you know, we own Blue Seas Fabrication, where we do all the C-Deck stuff and all that, and we've done very well with it. You know, we've opened offices up and down the coast all the way to Canada now. And
they've
been
busy. I've been trying to get them to come and measure my Steiger craft, and it's like, yeah, I'll get out there.
Dude, so, yeah, I tore up the stuff in my cabin and my new Contender because I wanted to redo it. It's been that way for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I have no pull, like, at all. Yeah. It's like,
you would think at this point you would know a guy.
No,
like, we'll get you.
I'm getting nowhere. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll do it next week. So I'm on the same program.
Come on, Clay, come out. Please,
yeah,
measure.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. So, well, and like, removing the stuff that the factory put in there is not fun. When that's down, it's down. So I think that's probably why I got booted to the back of the list.
Yeah.
But we all kind of got together, and there's a, you know, C-Deck came because I had discovered it in Florida. I had a friend who was doing all the custom work for C-Deck, the factory, and he blew up and made a really good business out of it. And, you know, another brand that I love is my Seakeeper. And so I've been passionate about it. You know, Jason from Seakeeper, I think you've had him on the show before,
yep,
is a good friend of mine. Will back in Maryland there, he's a good friend of
Super
mine as well.
Super good people back there.
Really good people, really good company, very good organization top to bottom. They saw what we did with the C-Deck stuff, moving it up and down the coast and you know, putting our kind of spin on it and good customer service and value and all that, and they basically offered us the ability to sell Seakeepers.
Wow.
Here on the West Coast. Yeah, and so I can't say enough good things about the product. I absolutely love it. I mean, I know you love yours.
Oh, yeah. And I have one in the new boat. Number one.
Don't leave home without it, man. And I want to come take a ride on that thing and see how it does. I've never been on a boat with a one.
With a one.
Yeah, I've got a three in the Contender.
So am I anxious to ride it, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's still in the shop. It's supposed to be back from West Coast Marine, getting some bottom paint and the rest of the electronics on Monday or Tuesday,
it's
right?
It's only not ready because he's making it so Gucci. Like, I mean, it was plenty ready to go, but, you know, you can't not have a Pacific Edge bait tank. You can't not have the full electronic detail.
Fitting with all kinds of stuff on it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like,
for the
mortal, it could be ready, but, you know, like, you can't fish unless it's right.
Yeah.
Hey, do it right before the fish season kicks off.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That way you got it all year. I know I need to get mine in for C-Deck, too.
I'm just doing the same thing. That Contender, like, you get a brand-new badass boat like that, you know, just throw it in the water and go, not even close.
Yeah.
We we've been working on it for 2 months straight, and like we spent a day the other day figuring out how to put a big badass cutting board on it. Like that was a project, you know, and gaff holders and outfitting the bait systems, and it's a lot of work. But
especially a boat that's so dialed in for where they are. But I mean, you do different things. You do different things out here.
100%. And it's that's the part that I really enjoy, because every one you get to make it a little bit better than the last one. You know, like the tower on this boat, I dialed it in. It's like it's the same as the Bad Company tower.
That's
like
cool.
The big armrest and all that. And it's like, okay, yeah, we're getting better there. I love that part of it. I used to always like to hold on to boats forever, but now it's like it's cool because you get the next you know, the next one to outfit and rig. So, but yeah, so we're Blue Sea Stabilizer also, and BlueSeaStabilizer.com. If I can help anybody with service, with sales, and
the
there's
ride
also
system.
I was gonna say, yeah, the Seakeeper ride system is really hot right now. I think feel like people start to figure out what it is, but Seakeeper ride is essentially a high tech trim tab system that will make 100 adjustments per second to keep the boat level and on step. And also, most importantly, keep the bow down. So you're cutting the waves with the sharp part of the bow. And it can't be understated. One of our favorite boat brands out here, Parker, is known for doing everything very, very well except riding, because they'll get slappy. This takes the slap out. This takes the bounce out, and it'll keep your boat running level so that it's hitting the waves the way it was designed to
hit. Just ask Dwayne Diego.
Ask anybody.
Yeah.
I asked Dwayne, I go, hey, how's the ride? He goes, it's a game changer. That's all he had to say. And everybody that we've installed them on, we did a 28 Parker for a buddy of ours. There's no going back.
Wow.
And they're fairly reasonable.
What great timing on your guys' part, because now that, you know, you take that stabilizing technology that, you know, Seakeeper's so good at, and this is a completely different system, but it's something that is very manageable for boats that are 21 to 35 feet. You know, like it's perfect, and it's something that you can afford, but a huge performance addition.
It is. And, you know, the other big thing that we're seeing, which there's nobody who doesn't like this, is fuel economy. Dwayne says he's getting 15 to 20% better economy.
What?
Our guys that we did the 28 Parker last week, same thing. 15. You figure if that boat is running on its bottom the way it's supposed to,
that's a great point,
and not flopping on its side and not bouncing around and all that,
sure,
it's cutting through the water so much more effortlessly. And, you know, the gyro is a luxury. It's obviously not for everybody.
Right.
They're not cheap. It can cost you $30,000 to several hundred thousand dollars to install. At the end of the day, I mean, and Ricky will attest to this, and you too, Pete, we spend most of our day running.
All right.
Sure. Right? Yeah. I mean, we're running.
You're running
for,
a lot more than you're not.
Dude, yeah. Running.
Seakeeper doesn't really do anything for running.
It does. I mean, it
a
helps keep
bit.
The boat level for sure. Yeah. Like, I notice a difference. Sometimes I'll forget to even turn it on in the morning, you know, and I'll get running. I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel right. And then fire it up. But the ride system while you're running it totally changed everything. And I was a skeptic. When Will back there, he's come out fish with me a few times. We got to be good buddies. He built a 28 Sportsman, I think, which is a production boat, you know, similar to like a Robalo or something like that. Not super heavy, nothing like that. And I was asking, well, how's the new boat? And he goes, honestly, I like the ride more than I like the gyro. I'm like, come on, man. The gyro's where it's at, you know? And he's like, no, it's incredible. And then I did the demo ride. They brought a 26-foot Sportsman out. You hit that thing. Instead of taking 8 seconds to get to plane, it's 4 seconds.
Well, we have a special guest on the line. Captain Mike from the Tribute's on the line. Good morning, Mike. No, I guess we don't have him. All right. Very good.
Yeah, might have been left over.
Okay. All right. Very good. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. It totally transforms your boat, and it is one of the best upgrades you can possibly do for about the cost of a new chart plotter. You know what I mean?
That's the kicker. This is not a $50,000 investment into your boat. This is something that your tax return can cover.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the basic kit installed for the smaller boats, you're looking at like $7,000. It's not nothing.
Right.
No
for
doubt.
Sure. Nobody's saying that.
But how much is your spine worth?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
I'm actually on this show right now trying to earn mine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. And, you know, me and Ricky have talked about putting one in his boat. And Pete, we're going to get you to. I'm telling you, man, I am so impressed by this thing. I was a total skeptic.
So
I called Ollie immediately.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Same deal. Like, it can't be this good, can it? So, and everyone you talk to.
So I have a good relationship with Seakeeper.
Yep.
And they offered me one. on for the new boat, the new Steigercraft. But the problem with Steigercraft is it has recessed trim tabs. No. But they can do something. They're making a retrofit for that.
Yosef has the same thing. It's honestly not that big of a deal. Yeah. We basically take the trim tab out. We use Kusa board or similar, which is like a foam composite. Uh-huh. They build boats out of. You fill the hole. We have this glue called Plexus, which is the same stuff they glue like your top cap onto your boat with. Uh-huh. It's basically welding for fiberglass. Weld that plug in, and then if you've got bottom paint, we don't do a bunch of gel coat work. It's not a big deal. No, we just fill the hole, and then we fair it out, and then put.
So you can do that. You can retrofit.
We did it last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So don't let that slow you down.
Yeah.
The glass work is definitely going to cost you a few extra bucks, but it's worth everything.
I took the demo ride when they were here with the demo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the 26.
Pretty impressive.
It blew me away.
Yeah.
Totally blew.
Pretty.
The time to plane, and you could turn the thing on and off. The boat, you turn it off, the boat starts skipping, you know, like a small boat does.
Yeah, sure.
Going across the water, you hit this thing, it's glued down, running straight and level.
Yeah.
It's super impressive.
I sent that thing to Ollie, like, the day it came out. They had their little demo video, and he's like, oh, man, there's no way it's going to work like that. And then, like, a month later, he's like, that is the baddest thing out there.
Yeah, totally. I was such a skeptic because there's like zip weight, which is similar, but it's not even, it's a totally different animal.
They were talking yesterday. Benny has zip weight on his boat.
Oh, okay.
As Camus, and he was raving about it.
Yeah, well, it'll hold the attitude, but it doesn't do the instantaneous adjustments. And zip weight has got the little plates that come off the bottom of the boat to kind of level you out. These things are like, they're more similar to a trim tab, and they've actually got like a little bit of a curve to the bottom, so they hook the water. And like one of the things you probably did on the demo is if you lean that boat over and turn hard.
Yes,
it feels like a catamaran, like it's on rails.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Oh,
yeah, he made a turn at like 40 miles an hour,
yep.
And it was just flat.
Yeah, one tab will go up, the other tab will go down, and it will turn like it feels like a roller coaster ride or something. Like you're on a track.
That's cool.
It's really,
it's like, hang on,
really cool. Oh yeah, you could definitely whip somebody out of the boat. Like it bites.
So that thing's got to have some kind of crazy processor.
It does. Yeah,
that fast.
The whole
right?
system's like super simple. It's basically got the actuators that are on the back of the boat. They're electric, so they're super fast, super reliable. And then inside the boat, it's got a brain. And that brain, you have to mount in a certain position. And then once you get the boat, you start to commission it, you say, this is level.
Right.
This is where I want to be from now on, basically how you float. And then if you don't like that, you can fine-tune it and adjust it.
Yeah.
And then it also talks to your MFD. So it'll pop right up on your Furuno, Garmin, or Simrad, and you can adjust it there as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How does it work with Raymarine?
It has to. Yeah. I don't know offhand, but it totally has to.
All right. So Blue Seas Fabrication is now SeaDek, Seakeeper, and the Rise System.
Well, we started a separate corp, so it's Blue Sea Stabilizer.
You can go on
BlueSeaStabilizer.com. We've got an Instagram page. Yeah. We're kind of still setting all that stuff up. But you can also reach out to me on Instagram or Ollie at BlueSeaStabilizer.com. Do all your service, all your installs, any of that stuff. If you got questions, just hit us up.
And you guys are so smart about the customer service side of things. You didn't just open one little spot in one place. You're up and down the coast. You'll service up and down the coast. Your guys will go to wherever the business is at, you will go and take care of it.
Totally. And the plan is to kind of follow the same path. We want to have offices, you know, one in San Francisco, one in Portland area, and then one or two in Washington. Washington's so big.
That's awesome.
You know, and eventually move our way up the coast. But we're starting here, and, you know, we've already got some good deals in the works. And
If you didn't have enough to do already.
Dude, it was too good. It was just too good to pass up.
Yeah, see, that's a good thing about Yosef. He just does real estate, right?
That's it. Yeah. I let him go off and do 100 other things. I'm going to stick to one thing.
But there, though, again, it's just like, I mean, that shows what a good product that is. Like, joking as you are, like you said, Pete, though, you have way too many feathers, you know, in your cap right now to be doing that. But it's too important not to. And not everybody can do it right, and you guys can do it right. And it's the right product. So
right product.
Why wouldn't you?
Right people. Fortunately, to have very good partners, Chris and Ken. And it's like, I just could not do it, you know. And it's a good deal. And, again, bringing that customer service, we, you know, return every phone call, come help you with anything. You got questions, hit us up. Like, we're here to
you
build
do the service.
Long-term.
Service, current Seakeeper.
Yeah, and that's one thing, like, even I will say that I slack on, but you really do need to service that thing once a year. Give it an overhaul.
Sure.
It's a very expensive piece of equipment.
Yep.
Make sure
everything's
good.
Got to change the fluids and all
change
that
the
stuff.
Fluids, and then the brake pressure, you know, that's what actually moves the ball. You want to make sure your brake pressure is good. You don't have any leaks. And we found leaks. We found a leak in my own one on my CV that we had to repair as I was I was getting ready to sell it, which I sold, thank God.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did. I didn't know.
Just yesterday, man.
Congratulations. Oh, yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Yosef Real Estate Game here, and talking about getting your new house or selling your current house or buying an investment house. Not a bad time for that either. And, of course, Ollie, who's got every iron in the fire and pretty much everything in the fishing world.
No doubt, but he's going to be a busy one this morning and lots of fun. Always so much fun having these two boys in here sharing the mic and hanging out and talking fishing with us for a couple hours. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. So popular anymore with Let's Talk Hookup is the text the show option, which is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to get, and it's the only way you can text in your questions to the show. Make sure you include your name and contact info along with your text question so that if you got the big lucky win at the end of the show today, you can get your prize. And what a prize it is. And a big thanks to Ollie and Jason. One lucky caller or texter decided by the coin flip at the end of the show is going to 1 full year subscription to fishdope.com. We say it all the time. Can't give enough accolades to Fishdope. It's so much more than just, you know, hey, this is where the fish were. You know, all the weather, the hot bite icons, maps, mapping, news, info. You know, Danny and your whole team do such a great job with Fishdope, and there's just not a better fish source information out there. And somebody's going to get a full 1 year subscription at the end of today's show. Again, 213-432-1090, or send us those texts on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing, Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Yeah!
Hookup! Back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through on the phone, join us, 213-432-1090. Already a bunch of great texts piling up.
Win a full-year subscription worth $200 to fishdope.com. How about that? And you can get a full year of reports and information from all the people in the know. And I have a great text here from Kurt in Vista. He says, good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering if you work with properties in Mexico. I found a special place in Baja, and I'm in need of some help to acquire it. Do you know, or do you know somebody?
Yeah, I've. It just matters where it is in Baja. So yeah. I've got people up and down Baja that I've dealt with. One of my good buddy James, one of his friends, a big broker in Cabo, runs a Coldwell Banker down there.
Yeah.
So yeah, for sure.
So, so you don't deal with properties in Mexico, but you know people who do.
Yeah, I can do what's called a referral. I can put a referral in between me and that broker, even though they're in Mexico. And basically, I handhold you through the process and make sure you're dealing with, you know, the best guy in the area, basically.
Yeah.
And that goes for anywhere in the country.
All right.
Yeah. So you get somebody
anywhere
local,
you're going.
You get somebody local that you can call, that you can trust, that you know. And just, you have somebody that you get to deal with, and then you'll deal with all the, you know, all the BS on the other end.
Exactly, yeah. And I just make sure that they're getting treated well. Perfect. And that they're just dealing with the right guy. I sent a referral off to Italy. And
wow.
To an agent over there. It's a Coldwell Banker agent as well. And I get paid a little bit, and I just basically handheld them.
Nice.
The whole way through, made sure escrow could wire the money over there, and we were good to go.
It works.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's great.
They get you off to where.
All right, so how do people get a hold of you?
You can get me on cell phone, 619-277-2169, or you can get me on Instagram at Cal Realty. I'm also on Facebook at Cal Realty. So
okay.
Follow me, and you can see all my
Cal,
videos.
Cal Realty.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. Wow.
Yeah, LinkedIn, everything. That's what I have. Everything is Cal Realty.
All right. Very good.
Right on. We had another fun text come through. It says, good morning. This is Doug from Paris. Let's Talk Hookup in the Morning is better than my cup of Folgers. My question is for Ali. We're heading out for our first trip of the year on the 5th. I'm looking forward to hitting the offshore tuna grounds. My question, since you've been on it already, have the fish been best on flying fish this year? Is it looking like a Mad Mac year? I'd love your overview on how things are starting to shape up and recommendation for our first trip of the year.
Man, that's a good question. Everything's like a month later this year. I'm sure you guys have noticed that as well. And we talk about this, I feel like, every spring. But when those fish first get here, they're weird. They scatter. They run all around. They don't really know what they want. But the flyer bite has been the ticket for the last couple of weeks. You know, we were down there fishing in that southern zone. And that was also on flyers. But that we were dropping them down deep. And that was biting really good. I'd say right now, man, you kind of got to be prepared for everything. There was a mountain of 60 to 80 pound fish that was down around the hidden bank, and I have no idea where it went, but it's just a matter of time before it pops back up. And those
it's
are
not down there anymore.
It's not. Well, as of the last few days, no, it hasn't been down there. I mean, we were down there last week, and we put the plane up to kind of go check it out. And
the fish dope plane.
The fish dope plane, yeah. And I'm talking to the pilot, you know, by Zolio the whole time, and he's like, I'm looking at 4,000 fish. I'm like, come on, man, are you sure you're not looking at Bonita? He's like, get your you-know-what over here now. Hammer down, ran right into it. It was up breezing. I mean, so high out of the water. Mad Max in first just to give it a look, and then we doubled up right away.
Wow.
And we sat there and chased them and got a couple more on bait. But, you got to be ready for everything in this early season. And then I feel like by mid-July or whatever, I mean, it's always on the boat, but we're pretty much in flying fish mode. That's how we want to catch them anyway. Like, if we have our druthers, getting them on the kite, there's no substitute for that blow up. That's better than any drug, especially when you know.
No question about
when you know it's coming and you can just feel it and they don't disappoint. I mean, I could do that for the rest of my life.
The bite's the coolest bite you can ever get.
Ever.
And you're attached on the right tackle.
Yep.
You've got big hooks and heavy leader.
Yep.
And those things are, it's such a big deal. You know, the percentage of fish that come over the rail when there's a 10-0 and a treble hook inside of them and a piece of 200 pound for them to chew on is so much different than a 2-0 that's hopefully stays in the corner.
Yeah, not 200, Rick. Come on, I'm using 400.
There you go.
like four, all my bait rigs are all 400. I got I got snipped off on 300 last year when we were filming for the show. It got right in the hinge or something. It was not chewed off. He cut it like scissors.
Wow.
So we're using 400. Why not?
Beautiful.
It's up in the air.
Right?
Yeah, it's up in the air. They're not going to see it. And
love it.
Really, I mean, we pulled a hook the other day after about 15 minutes. But once we've got them on that gear, we lose one fish a season, two fish a season, that, at the most.
Wow.
You know, where Ricky, I know, has spent some time on the wrong end of a 9-foot rod and a 200-pound fish. You just don't want to be in that game if you can avoid
totally.
It. It sucks. It'll get the job done, but you will probably die somewhere along the way.
I did that a couple weeks ago. We came off the hidden bank there, and we were going out yellowtail fishing. So I saw some kelps on the way in after it slowed down a little bit, the pens, and I hooked maybe a 150-pounder on a 15 to 25 rod, black diamond, Phoenix. Yeah, with a little tiny fathom 20. Fought it for 2.5 hours, got to the side of the boat, and my buddy had never leadered a fish before, and just...
Let's just say they ate hamburgers for dinner that night.
Yeah.
So what kind of test was that?
40.
On 40?
That's why. I mean, I corkscrewed.
But still, to keep it on for that long, that's pretty good angling, dude.
My buddy had never gotten a big one on a little boat or anything. He drove the boat perfectly. I mean, we corkscrewed this thing from, you know, bottom to top, and I actually split the bottom of my rod in the holder.
Nice.
You're doing it.
Yeah. It was, I mean, I'm surprised that thing held up, but that little black diamond, you know, held up. That little pen fathom did it. It was pinned, too, the entire time.
Yeah.
Dragged
big
down.
Fish.
Almost full.
Almost there.
I mean, literally laid up on the side of the boat.
Nice.
But it happens.
Yeah, that's part of fishing.
That it is.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
How about Ralph from Inifi up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Ralph, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yo,
hi, Ralph.
Come in, Ralph.
Looks like we might have lost Ralph, so how about we try Mo from Vista? You got us there, Mo?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was wondering, I got a 26-foot Blackman, and I was just, what's the ballpark number to put the small sea keeper in the service a year? Just a ballpark.
So to install the unit itself as a ballpark, you're probably looking at, you're probably right on the fence between a 1 and a 2, and that's something we'd have to investigate based on the weight of the boat. But the Seakeeper 1, gosh, I don't even want to say a number off the top of my head, but I think it's
close to less than 30 feet, I think.
Is it less than 30?
Yeah. Because I have a 1 in the Steiger craft.
But that Blackman's heavy.
But Blackman's a lot heavier.
It is. So we would really want to drill in and look at the specs. But to give you an idea, you know, like a Seakeeper 2 starts at about $30,000, I think, off the top of my head, plus the install, which is another $10,000, $12,000, depending on your situation. So it is a pretty good investment. But, man, I would love to do a Blackman because that is it. There's only one bad thing you can say about a Blackman is they're tippy. Other than that, it's an awesome boat.
It's the perfect boat.
Dude, the layout, I mean, the way they're built, obviously Don Blackman never built a bad boat. Like, I just feel like I had the Innovator, right, which is the bigger brother to a Blackman, essentially, with twin engines. I think if I had to put a Seakeeper in that Innovator, I never would
have
left.
Have it.
I don't think I ever would have, you know. So it's just it's a total life-changing upgrade as far as your boat goes. And with an older boat, you know, it's a huge value to the like, when you talk about what it costs to to install a Seakeeper, given the value of the boat, it might be, you know, 50% of what your boat's worth. If you're keeping it for the rest of your life and you put value
in that boat,
you can't.
It's like repowering.
It is the exact same analogy.
Like
it's like if you love that boat, because like especially with diesel boats, you're not buying the boat, you're buying the engines.
Yeah,
they're so expensive now. You know, we were talking. I was talking about this with a client the other day. He had a 32 Hatteras that he's taking down to bare bones. Same guy that's doing Anthony Shea's 32 Blackfin is going to take it and bring it right back, and he's like, at the end of the day, you couldn't buy that boat brand new for $1.5 million. He's going to be into it a fraction of that and have a brand new boat,
right, that's cool.
You know, with modern engines and a Seakeeper and all that good stuff. Man, when you look at what some of these boats cost new, like if a Blackman, 26 Blackman brand new today, would be $400,000.
Oh, yeah.
At least. You know, it's crazy when you talk about the math like that. So there are a lot of cases to upgrade a boat. It may not make the most sense on the balance sheet when you go, I got this much money into this boat, but if you're going to run it for 10 years, years, you know, why not have all the modern conveniences on it?
Yeah.
And there is no going back. That's a modification that, like, it's never going to make sense on a pencil. It only makes sense on the 302. And then it makes, then pushing that button makes every sense in the world. Like, there's not a dollar amount that's too much.
100%. And with a boat like mine, you know, the center console, it's a luxury. Like, my boat isn't that tippy to begin with, but trust me, I don't ever want to not have one. And my favorite analogy is, guys like, well, how well does it work? I go, when we're sword fishing, we're grilling elk sausages on top of the anchor locker with a hot barbecue, and it's not attached to anything. It just sits there. You put your beer on the rail while you're waiting for a bite, your beer isn't going anywhere, you know, and it's
they work
incredible. No, it's like sitting around in the parking lot hanging out with the boys, you know, you're not holding on for anything, or it is, I hate the term game changer, but man, it'll take any boat.
And the Seakeeper 1, 2, and 3 run off of batteries.
They're all actually 1, 2, 3, and now there's a 4.
A 4 that
runs off
of batteries.
So the 4 has 50% more power. It just came out than the 3, and it will run on DC as well. And when you start getting into that, like, 37, 38, 39-foot boat, the 4 is really the way to go. We've got a boat here at Marine Group. It's a 36... what's it? Hydrosport. But it's like the Sueños, like those big giant center consoles. Big, heavy one. Has a 3 in it because that's all that was available when the boat was built. We got swamped. Seakeeper got messed up. We're putting a 4 in.
Sweet.
And if you have a 3 and want to upgrade, there's trade-in programs. Or we've got all kinds of options. Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely, like I said, it is a massive investment. But if you love your boat and you're going to be with that boat for a long time, man, it's crazy.
The amount, like, how much less fatigue do you feel getting off of a boat all day fishing with a Seakeeper is, like, unexplainable.
Oh, dude, it feels like you got off a 60-foot yacht and you're getting off my little center console where we've been, well, not little, but we've been, you know, buzzing all over the ocean a million miles an hour. It's just, if you're doing this a lot, your body will thank you for sure. Yeah.
Hey, 213-432-1090, open right now. You want to get through, have a chance to win a subscription to thefishdope.com and talk to the boys here. I had a text from Bill in Breckenridge, and I bet I know who that is. I'll bet it's Bill Varney. How many Bills in Breckenridge are there, right? Hey, Ali and Yosef, great to hear you on the show. Can you tell us about local knowledge episode where you catch a yellowfin fireback grouper. This is the most beautiful fish I've ever seen. How do you angle for them, and where do you catch them?
Yeah, I know Bill loves watching our shows. That was a fish that we caught in the Bahamas. We fished at a Green Turtle K down there, and bottom fishing, me and Rush, like, you don't have to say it twice. We love it. Love doing it. So we finally got to get out. We had some great mahi fishing. I mean, like, unbelievable mahi fishing. And then the next day we went and we just were dropping on little chunks of hard bottom. And, like, I think that one was probably 250 to 500 feet. I had never seen that fish before. And when it came up, he's not lying. It is one of the most beautiful fish. It's a yellowfin grouper. There's a couple of other names for it. They call it a fireback, but it's orange and red and yellow with the spots. It's just such a cool fish. Definitely one that none of us are going to forget. And I think that was we just reran that episode through our social and stuff, or probably where Bill just saw it.
That's cool.
Cool.
Has he always just been a sand bass guy like that? I mean, just can't get the bottom out of the, you know, you've known him forever.
Yeah, we got it. He's always been that way.
Got it. Got that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great-looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha
outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy, Kate, and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Great time going on this morning. Been a very busy morning already. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Yosef and Ali, but also your opportunity to win in a full one-year membership to fishdope.com.
Yeah, for sure. And time for the catch report,
right? That it is, man. And if you want to go, it is time right now. Tuna season is upon us. And if you like to fish tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. That Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes all the way down to a number 4 and up to a 6. So, and with this big fish in mind, the Nautilus HD is a perfect hook. Tough enough, but not too oversized to gauge wire. It comes in both ringed or non-ringed options. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com for more information.
And we have our Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu-sponsored searcher two-day trip starting tomorrow. That's going to be great, and they're
good
all going to have lots of great swag from Gamakatsu and AFCO and Shimano and a lot more. So that's going to be a great trip. Good luck to all those anglers.
Yeah, well, that was very good timing on their part. That fish is really good right now.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of good fishing, we're going to head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
What up, Woolley?
Good stuff. Hey, Holly, Youssef, what's up, boys? Man, hey, good week for us up here. You know, we had some funky conditions this week, some strong current that ran both uphill and pretty strong downhill. It's kind of a mixed up week. So that water was a little mixed in our zone here, but the sea temp did make a little bit of a jump. 66 to 70 was kind of the range that we fished this week. So we finally saw some of that good 70 degree water. With that, the bass fishing was fair this week. Not really because of lack of fish. It was just hard to get the baits, you know, with a boat full of people and that current run one way or the other. It was just hard to get the baits to where we needed them. But still some action on that bass for the half day, guys. As conditions did make things a little tricky. As that current kind of mellowed out towards the end of the week, things did tighten or got a little bit better. So fly line baits got some action from the bigger bass and a little bit off the bottom for the sinker guys. For us on our 3/4 day stuff, we've been fishing down the beach there off Pendleton with more or less kind of the same conditions there along the kelp and whatnot. The kelp spots, I'd say, were biting the best there for our bass guys. A little bit on the hard bottom open areas, but a few sand bass and some halibut kind of mixed in there as well. But again, that water not super clean as a result of that current, but things do seem to be kind of heading in the right direction. So fly line sardines, hard jerk baits, things that you can kind of get out away from the boat seem to work pretty good for our anglers this week. And then over at Clemente, you know, it's a Yellowstone sea bass fishing that's been the highlight over there. The bass fishing has been good too, but, you know, it's all been about that squid. If you had some shots at that sea bass with some of that squid, the Fury was over there on Monday with the CCA charters. They had, I think they had 8 sea bass for some of those CCA guys there. Marcus hit me up this morning, too, with some yellowtail picks with some nice ones on the deck. Looks like he had close to a dozen on the deck already this morning. He was saying that fish came off the dropper loop baits and the yo-yo jigs, and that fish were, there was some chunky fish, a 25 to 30-pound fish there this morning for his guys out there. So we'll see how his day wraps up out there for him. And also, just one important service announcement here in regards to the cod fishing regulations. Coming tomorrow, July 1st, the rockfish regulations change in relation to depth. July 1st to the 30th. It's that inside the 50-fathom series of waypoints there. So inside of that 300-foot depth boundary line that they have set. So for us, areas like the 14-mile bank will be off the table. So just want to throw that out there for guys. Make sure you know where you're at as we bowl through this inshore season of this rockfish stuff.
Important stuff.
Yeah, good call, Willie. It sneaks up on you, and like you say, you get used to fishing those heavy deep spots. And yeah, great call, man. Appreciate the warning for all of us out there.
Sweet. So that's it for us here. We're looking forward to another week. Sunshine helped us out here, so we'll see how we fly through this next one. So give us a call here if you want to hop on a trip. Reservations, certainly you're going to need that to get out on the water with us. But give us a jingle, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawarf.com.
Great job, Willie. As always, appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Bye, boys. We'll chat you then. See ya.
Thanks, brother. While we're waiting for our surf guru to join us, we had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. This is Ken from San Diego. I'm really interested in fish dope, but I don't do a lot of tuna fishing. Question is for Ollie. Is it worth it for information on inshore areas, kelp beds, inshore high spots, things of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, it is primarily targeted to the offshore thing because those fish move so much, but we literally cover everything from, point conception all the way down, sometimes even as far as San Quintin, but definitely to Ensenada. So, yeah, I think it is. And I think you got to remember, fish move when you talk about offshore stuff, and conditions change when you talk about inshore stuff. But for the amount of money that we're talking about, to get dialed in and really be able to keep your finger on the pulse of things, even if it isn't your exact area, but you start to, you can put the pieces together, that's what I really like about it. I'm not trying to go to where fish were yesterday for the most part, but we will keep you filled in. If the water rolls up north, you'll know about it. If bait situation changes, we're going to tell you that. We are trying to give you as much information as we possibly can from inshore to offshore every day.
That's what I was going to add. No doubt what you guys do best is, hey, this is where the fish bit today. And that's the most important thing, and let's be real, that's why most people are doing it. But fish dope is so much more than just that. It's weather information, it's water temperature, it's charts, it's like Willie talked about, the 300-foot depth thing. Nothing of those kind of things happen without Danny putting a notice up. Hey, man, this happened. You mentioned bait receiver. Hey, the bait's small. They have anchovy at San Diego this week. It's so much more than just, hey, these were the numbers that our guys caught fish. That is a very important part of it. But it's fish dope, I think, is a tool that's got so much more if you're willing to put the time in to use it than to just glance to see where the fish bit. And that's good, too, just to kind of keep you informed. But there's a lot more there than just GPS numbers.
100%. I mean, we're giving you all of the functionality of a sea surface temperature site that costs $129 a year or something like that, plus the reporting, plus the spotter plane, plus listening to the VHF from your desk, plus, it's just on and on. And anywhere
the tools here's my problem with fish dope is there's so many tools that I just haven't had time enough to dive deep into it. Is there a way to learn how to better, do you guys have a video or something?
Yeah,
we can learn to use fish dope to the fullest extent that it actually is.
There are some tutorials up on the website for sure that kind of break down the different features of it, yeah. But then there's also the forums. So we've got private forums within Fish Dope, and you can ask questions, and Danny and Jeff or Jason are going to answer your question directly.
That's
and
huge.
It's great for us because we're not answering one person's question. Other people have the same question,
yeah.
So we can kind of get that, get that out. But there's a
the hot bite icons, yep. That's those are so cool because you can just look at the site and say, okay, there's where the fish are biting today. There's where they were yesterday.
Yep, and the mapping and all that, that's probably the most underappreciated part of it. If the fish are biting in a certain chunk of water today, and that chunk of water pushes up 10 miles northwest, you can kind of guess where they're going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people, like Ricky said, are just there for the report, the instant gratification, whatever, but there is so much more there to help you, become a better angler and also put you on where the fish are today, not just where they were yesterday.
Yeah.
That's it. Sure. Hey, well, we're going to continue on with our catch report and find out what's biting on the beach. We got the man, our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, gents?
Doing great, Gundy. Good morning.
Boy, it's just getting better now, Rock Hard. We've kind of turn the corner past the 64-degree Mendoza line, and it's game on. Really good croaker fishing up and down the coast this week. Just tons of croaker. A lot of short white sea bass and some legal white sea bass starting to show, too. Corbina is coming along, and lots of nice catch. I think reported more legal white sea bass in the surf line. Lots of shorts, but legal is up to 33 inches. That 33-inch fish took a flash minnow, fished off Goleta. The halibut bite's also been solid up there. The top catch this week was a 35-inch fish, also taken off Goleta, and that was on a piece of cut anchovy. We talk about the cut anchovy being a little underrated. Several stripers were also in the mix. Smaller models this week, 2 to 3 pound average, but good fish in Ventura up to Carpinteria. Big fish in Seal Beach reported more of those halibut. The real big ones have kind of tailed off, but so most of the fish were 18 to 32 inches, still respectable. Live bait was the top choice in and around the harbor, at the harbor mouths, the main channels, kind of things like that. Hard jerk baits and flukes, drop shot flukes fished on the beaches. That Cherry Beach area, which we really haven't talked about, we usually do in the spring, as being a really good halibut zone. That started to light up this week with some of the better fishing. Real good croaker bite, also 2 to 4 pound fish. Hogan's reported also good croaker fishing in and around Dana Point. Doheny was probably the best area. Lugworms, mussel, top baits. They had a 5 pound spot fin taken on a ghost shrimp. And then Pacific Coast reported more Corbina catches. The problem with the Corbina a little bit has been kind of that streak right in on the beach, you know. So the cleaner areas were south, from Del Mar south this week. And what was interesting was that the guy said it was just thick with barred perch, like 4 to 6 ounce barred perch. And so that was a little bit tough to get the bait to the Corbina. Several striped bass also in the catch, a 26, a 30-inch fish taken off Bloodworms near Del Mar, and then a 32-inch fish taken off Torrey Pines on a cut anchovy, and another 32-inch fish taken off the Oceanside Jetty on a sand crab. So those things are still around and worth your attention.
Yeah.
So that's... in a nutshell, man.
That's awesome, Gundy. Well, we'll take that. Glad to see signs going the way they are. Weather coming the way it's supposed to,
it's
and
summer.
Fish reacting exactly as
yeah.
they're supposed to.
It is.
Great report, Gundy, sir. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys have a nice week.
Thanks, Gundy. That's awesome. Hey, well, there's no doubt. You heard it from Gundy's report. Summertime is here, and for all your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com for all the newest in surf fishing gear, and fishthesurf.com to help make you a better angler from the beach.
All right, phones are packing up, 213-432-1090. One line open. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
Bruce in Lemon Grove, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is for Yusuf. I've got a house that I own, and I wanted to refinance it, but I'm hearing about the Fed lowering. Should I hold off this year, wait for the election? What do you think?
Hey, Bruce. I would definitely wait. You know, throughout history, the interest rates always go down near the election, and they've kind of been fluctuating about a point over the past 8 months, and we're starting to see them slide just a little bit right now. But yeah, definitely, if it was me, I would wait.
As far as a refi?
Yeah, wait to refi it. As soon as we get close to the elections, you'll see hopefully down in the fives, and then pull the trigger.
So, on the side note there, as far as time to buy real estate,
mm-hmm.
is it a better time to buy now while interest rates are high? Once the interest rates go down, are the real estate prices going to go up?
Oh, it's going to go just ballistic again.
Is it?
You know, it's still going good right now if you price stuff well. You know, we're getting multiple offers still. But we're going to be back up in the 20 to 30 offers every house.
Really? So. Once the interest rates go back up?
Yeah. If you're thinking about moving, move now. Don't wait. Because then you're going to be competing with everybody. You're going to pay more for a house.
You're going to pay more.
Yeah, you're going to be $100,000 over, and, you know, like it was before. It's
you can always refi later. Like,
totally.
Get in, get the place you want now.
Yep.
Stick it out for a year, stick it out for however long. wrong, and then refi when it's time, and then boom, you're right. Now you're into your place, and you didn't have to. All that money that you spend now, you're just going to have to spend on top of the inflated price, you know, that the houses are going to be when the interest rates come down.
Totally, and everybody's so scared about interest. But if you really think about it, you're writing that interest off.
Yep.
You know, as far as the property tax goes, you can only write off up to $10,000 now. That's it.
Wow.
But as far as the interest goes, you know, that's, you can write that off. So all you all you really have to do is adjust your income.
Yeah.
And you can afford it.
Yeah.
You know, look at how much you're paying every year in taxes. If at the end of the year you're paying $40,000, why wouldn't you go buy a house and instead of paying that $40,000, pay it in interest?
Yeah.
Right?
For sure. So
you
buy,
have
buy now.
Yeah, buy now.
Yeah, if you can afford it. And like Rick says, you can always also get a creative loan that has like a short-term thing and then refi when things go down.
Totally. You can do an ARM. They do 3-year. They do 5-year. They even do 2-year ARMs.
Yeah.
And lots of times those are interest only. It'll be a super low payment. Get into it with that and then just wait and then refi into a normal 30-year loan as soon as the rate drops.
There you go.
Yeah. Always creative situation, man. I dig it.
And the straight scoop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? Thanks for the call.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice, they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin, tuna, and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.